Joy 99.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your morning. We love Tuesdays because we get to spend some time and learn together with our friend Dan Seaborn from Winning at Home.
Morning, Tommy. Morning, Brooke.
Hey. Hello, hello.
Good morning to you.
Not sure if you listened this morning, but we were talking to a mom, Shannon, who's having some trouble with her middle school daughter.
Yeah.
She needs some advice, and we thought, what the perfect person to offer some is you, because it's kind of a scary world right
now. Yeah, and I thought what you said was so good. You know, the person who responded and said that, you know, the bigger your kids are, the bigger the potential problems are. So true.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. But don't let that discourage you. If you're young, you have young children and go, what? It's going to get worse than this? No, they're just different.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're different.
You've probably heard
the line, when they're little, they step on your toes. When they're big, they step on your heart.
Oh.
There's a lot of truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a process of just learning from each stage. Don't let the stage intimidate you, make you fearful. In fact, I want to speak into that topic right now. One of the things that I do in life is I go, okay, if I'm living day-to-day life and something seems to be consuming the world, in other words, a topic, there's an issue that's out there, et cetera. If the world just seems consumed by it, then I need to just use that as a red flag to check where my belief system is on that particular topic, and do I align strongly with God's word. For example, right now in our society, maybe it's just me, I'll ask you, it seems to me that gender identity, racial identity, just identity period, seems to literally almost consume, even Christians.
Mm-hmm.
When I go online and watch what they're posting and saying, it just seems like identity.
You can boil it down to that.
It really is. That's what it comes down to. And so for me, one of the things I want to say to you as a parent that's really essential in these type of times, because your child, whether they're in elementary, middle, or high school, college, or beyond, they're going to be inundated with opinions about where we should find our identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just remind you as a parent, our identity first is found in Christ.
Mm.
Tell your kids that. Little kids, tell them, hey, this morning as you're heading off to school, I just want to tell you something. I want to read to you a little verse that's in the Bible. It says you're made in the image of God.
Mm.
In other words, He created you, and He created you for a purpose, to bring honor and glory to His name. Just stick that in their mind. So that as they go throughout their day, they're like, if they hear another message, they go, but man, mom said or dad said this. Those little thoughts will be lasting. And they're going to discover as they grow up what this world looks like. And, you know, I think too often we find ourselves wanting to battle in the world. Recently, I was reading a Hollywood movie star, and I won't say the name because I'm not trying to get something started here, but I want to read what this particular person said. This person promotes identity being found in gender, several types of gender, what is your gender, all those things. And the person said this: so I don't see myself as a woman solely. I feel all my energy. I feel like God is so much bigger than the he or the she. And if I am God, then I am everything. And I read that and I go, well, right there's the problem.
Mm.
And see, our initial thought when we read or hear something like this is, oh, those, don't go there. Don't go there. Jesus came for that person.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it. They don't align with God's word. So, of course, they're confused. And too often I see Christians go and post about just, I'd like to, you know, no. What you need to post is, I need to pray for this person.
Yeah.
Jesus did not come to save the saved. He came to save the lost. And I want to remind us today, when we live this life of Christianity, it is such a challenge in life. It's why Jesus' calling on this earth was so difficult. He had to not only show love, he had to show extra love to those who hated him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells us, they will hate you for my name's sake. So you're raising your children so that as they become adults, they will be strong and have the backbone to stand for the name of Jesus Christ. That comes from a foundation and an identity that is first found in him. So I just tell you, you know, if you come to Winning Home for counseling, our counselors start with a lot of identity issues, a lot of gender issues coming to our office right now. They start with, well, first of all, do you find your identity in Jesus Christ? And I want to ask you today, is that where you are? Can you do that? Are you passing that to your children? Make sure you say it. It's a topic that in our world needs to be talked about by parents to their children.
And I think not just for the children. I mean, we all need sure. that lesson. I
Absolutely.
Mean, I'm thinking about that. It's just a kind of a scary place to be right now. All the messages coming, I would not want to do this all over again.
Yeah, yeah. And I understand everything you're saying right there. It makes a lot of sense, Brooke. I would kind of have a different thought on it. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's how God made me. But when I hear all these things, I actually have the opposite of fear. I feel just an incredible opportunity. Like I told our counselors the other day, we have an opportunity of a lifetime. I mean, when you say the message that you're saying right now, it stands out. Mm-hmm. And people are drawn and attracted to it because if we're made in the image of God, that means something inside us desires Him. And so if we tell them what that is, then I think they respond boldly to that. I was talking to a youth pastor recently, and I said to him, you know, you can't compete with the message of the world in any area. I mean, if you want to go entertainment, they'll beat you. Mm-hmm. If you want to go with the most modern, trendy things, they're going to beat you. The world will beat you every time. The one place that you can go that the teens are looking for that no one's talking to them about is the name of Jesus. And this particular youth pastor did a message. I think 26 people responded to it recently to a message he did. I said, yeah, it works. It's what God's doing in the hearts of us because He knows us. He made us. So, you know, this morning in my listening time that I have early on Tuesday morning, I don't talk about this very often, but I felt like the Lord just said, say my name, Dan. Say my name. Mm-hmm. I will honor those who say my name because it will draw people to me. And so thank you for being who you are, for saying the name of Jesus boldly. I think about last week how you boldly proclaimed the name of Christ with the fundraiser that was here to help mm-hmm. those girls and boys who are in tough situations. And today we're coming again this week and we're constantly saying the name of Jesus. And somebody listening may go, you guys say that name too often. if you hang around me, you're going to be really tired of it by the time I die, because I want not to say it, not just to, you know, get it out there in some cheesy way. He is the difference maker. Mm. He is the identity source for you and your children. So just make sure you understand that today, and let's go see what happens.